Mr. Gully, reel 14. You moved after 3 or 4 days to this camp, Mr. Gully.
Yes,
Was this a common response from the battalion and other, you know, your comrades? Did you see any brutality towards the colours? What were you doing at this camp? Route marching?
On the ship.
Was it a tented camp? Tented. Was it in tents? Good conditions, though, the camp. After the week you were there, you'd go back to the ship, no doubt. What happened then?
And the old decks were on ground and were good. We were supposed to be heading for Durban. Then we were supposed to be heading for the Western Desert after that. All decks were all right, but we were going to India. And the way also, there's a 444 man that had been out of that before. So that put everybody's mind at rest. Everybody said, yeah. Are we going to get the Sabbath? And which people are the Germans? That was the thought. And the war is a little more powerful and extreme. Our convoy and the mission should have been headed to the same port. We were close, on a fishing vessel. Then, at the same time that we were out in the middle of the ocean, Singapore fell. I'm not sure what that was before we were told about going to Monday or not. They came on the wall, I think, and got them on the wrong way. There was a big storm runner that was fishing boat in the hall. Now, if I had done that, in the March 3rd, the Japanese was in water, which happened to the Kingdom of Africa.
Do you remember a burial at sea when one of the men died?
Well, I was platoon, a chap called Luke, who was very, very good. He was, he played well with the batsman, you know, with the fact that he came home from a very good tour. And often used to feel the message from it early on in the party, you know, and if you need to think to him.
And you weren't involved. Presumably, you went into a what? Some kind of a silence when the burial was taking place on the ship, were you? Did you have to respond to that?
The sort of thing you don't need to do about a few years after, you know, is you can always do a very good thing. Because really, when you look at these big liners, you can look at them in the morning, and if they go on the ship, they don't go on the ship, they don't want to come in. Outside your little confine, you didn't know where that was coming. The only time you really met anybody else, if you went on deck, you might have been before to go down there, or the Royal West or Royal Docks, and come to the Chapel of Sin. Apart from that, we didn't have to go so much. The only thing we knew were heading for Bombay and a struggle to get time off of that. That was a thing with everybody, wasn't it? I don't know, I think it was about 10 weeks of that we went for Bombay.
You can't remember the date that you arrived?
I can't remember the date you arrived.
It was the 2nd of June.
2nd of June.
Do you recall your approach to Bombay and arriving there?
Well, we discussed 2 years ago, right now, about going to make a holiday. Because I think the fact of the line is that I'm always talking about the soul of God, which I come to. Right, I said, so I said, well, there's one thing that you cannot do as fast as you do. Because once you come over the line, you can change it. It's the only thing I can do. I said, well, what do you mean? I said, well, as we came over the horizon, that means the sea, that Bombay, the nearer you got, the stronger and stronger the smell of the wind got. It has its own particular odor. So I said, if we go there, we'll only fly there. You'll get a whiff of this odor. Smells different for every different country that I've been in. So, that was my first impression of India. The heat, which is, by the way, the tropical state. And we must have, like, a bunch of Canadians. We have these travelers, I don't know what I mentioned before, with the turnips and the bottom of them. And these miserable looking shirts. And you've got to wear short boots. It's a short one. Four stops and boots. Well, the short boots are burned on good night time when you have to loosen the buttons and turn them down all night to record the short boots. Well, we just got a bunch of less doors in there. You know, that's embarrassing. But anyhow, we landed in India, and I think it was the following morning, we sent by March 38 in India. Temperatures were a bomb. In about 10 minutes, you could see that the chap in front of you, his shirt, which you think was just about to go walking, was sweat. That's reason, one of the people. And of course, in the bottom of my mind, the end was real slow in the race. It's like, oh, well, that's one thing. When you get the news, you were sitting on the morning, before you were anything that he could do. As you know, college was mad, dog, the end was sent to us. He didn't know nothing else at all in the club. So we marched through the archway, which was known as the area. So there, to the station.
What was your first impressions of the Indians?
First impressions? Well, maybe I used to like working on TV and reading about Indian art and all the people doing it. And it was just what I expected. I expected people to be just like that, barefoot. I didn't expect to see better sitting with 60 legs and wondering with the hands out begging because of beggars. Or lying in the street. A lot of it is terribly fitted. And I mean, if you just fall up and move it, you know, the whole thing is infested by the forest. And you sit there with sort of grand greenness, blue, and change is terrible. And then, you're out there. Book teams. That means that the first thing would be that here. Book teams matter. Or I want book teams. Or I want to make it strong. Nobody, I mean, for all of the film, like, nobody was allowed to do anything. It was just a trade war to the street.
Had you been given any lectures about the country as you approached it, as you were coming in?
Well, that's what we just told the whole land and we took it on the highway. But after the sun went down, the trousers must be lowered, the airplanes must be lowered. And when they returned, they must be given up to the width of a matchbox. They had to be pulled down at night time, trousers down at night time. And that was for anybody who comes along and has a big boy. Of course, nobody thought that the most people could go through the toilet and just flatten them out of the thing, you know.
Did your treatment against malaria start immediately that you arrived? Or did they give you anything at all at this point?
No. It was the only restriction was the chest, the chesty, and toilet. Nothing else until we shot the ride. And then in Bombay, and then it was a long, long thing going on. And the same thought, the cold body, the bloody thing, hot. Each station, the cow was there, well, we didn't know that, but that's what you know, the cow was 7 foot 15 or 1 hour. 23rd they buy, and we get a out of them and they get a lot of food. Don't buy any food from less than the screen, they call the food. So this is not one of the students. Very good. And quite a particular thing on the screen where a concrete hole, a little round hole, I made my suit up with the third. On the toilet, I said, that's why I'll let the back of the football. And you need the toilet side, but the train of men going on the curve is 23 hours. You need the concrete over the bottom. That's a terrible thing, yeah. Of course, when I think of thing of it, it was in the scandal, and we haven't been scandalized, where we arrived straight out into the toilet. All this equipment on, I mean, full pack, we used to have 5 weeks on. We rolled it down like Christmas tree. And there was great big, thick fabric, bumpy fabric. Everything that the day came on foot was good to us. Whoever thought about that, that set was clean. And the clothes that we had to wear on those clothes. must have lived in the Boer War. But I, that was the last time I saw in a Boer War picture when I saw the helmet that he got his skin to. Anyhow,
what did you do for meals on the train? Are we ever allowed off the train on the journey?
No. As soon as the train stopped, we were sent on the train, right along the platform. And then the wishes were always sent to on board the captain. The train journey was a few hours.
Can you describe the camp to me? Can you describe the camp?
Yes. It was what they call bashes. That is, a house with bamboo top walls and bamboo woven doors. At the end of one was a room for corporals. That was a few corporals to take in there. Then there was a long room for the men that was killed a certain thing in there. The bottom would be served. The bed sharp bodies, as they were called, were made a frame of four posts, four legs. Yeah. It was interwoven with like a lattice bamboo, which is quite a scale on, not that far away. And then we were issued with a blue, like what it's called, and what's the pattern? It was like 7 feet and 7 on top. It's like a little blue carpet, not on top. But the height was for everybody on his own most feet there, which is very important. This is why couldn't be more important. It's 1, 2, 3 tunes, all in one line, which in one. And as I said, 3 quarters, and then another 3 quarters, and the next one. The next line, for B company, C company, and D company. And on the top of the camp were Italian headquarters, carriers, mortars. There was a space in between about between each company. And 10 or 15 yards back. Then at the top end of the Italian headquarters was a hockey field. Earth one, of course. Coming the opposite way down were all the company headquarters. The ABC and the company headquarters. Then the Italian headquarters. Then there was a parade ground, which is all the Italian headquarters.
Toilets. Toilets and latrines.
Toilets and latrines were distributed. Cook houses were at the end of each length of this dining hall. Each company did its own thing and had to do what they were going to do. the main road in the area of the camp. And just off the main road, the regiment of police headquarters with cells. And they just off the main road. If you turn, as the main road went up the other way, where there was a place called Tolliver College Hill, which is the top of the burial ground. Knows the general one that I look at this hill there. It was where the Hindus, after those worked on a grill, and we remained covered in this pit. And I saw Harrison Ford picking out all the smoke there. You can look down this pit and see as many snakes as you want to see in the bottom. Round about, there were one or two bridges in the bridges. About a mile and a half down the road, I found out that the stuff was going a small and medium town. I was seen that call the tower, which you used to visit occasionally. Each company had its own bearers. I had a young bearer. He was about 10 to 12 years old. I eventually went to him before I had a visit.
What was his name?
The point about the bearers were, we had an old Polish man. He would be 40 or 50. Now, each of these bearers were all vetted by the regiment of police. Any of them couldn't even get a job. Now, this old bearer, who he did the men. The men had one bearer per thing. The three corporals we had, one of our own. That was this young man. So, naturally, we named Sabu. We took off our equipment, we went out next year, clean our equipment, clean our boots. But as I finished this whole bearer, he couldn't stop himself for 2 days. And he had been a bearer with a second time they arrived when they were previously before the war. He was 36 or 37, something like that. Well, he had been there with him, and he knew and mentioned the names of officers in the regiment that he was serving. And it was still him, I saw, well, I said, I want a bearer to get this shit off, although I might have heard of it. There's a bearer in charge of that. And our Hoffman, right? He's very much like us. That's the type of role he was, really. He had served with the airline for years. But what was he to make any events? And of course, each company had its own showers. My man was there every morning at 6 o'clock. I'm describing this to be the type of routine. Then we have our own footballers who will be there with their team of cornish filling and give you limes or apples or whatever you want to eat. It all works. They do what they work. If they didn't want it, when they were called by them, because they have an old friend of mine who was a sergeant of the regiment of police, very good at the backside of a railway, and he could follow us for 24 hours. They were learning to do things right. We had a troop boss. We also had a team boss who would come round and this would be anybody from Corwell starting his company. You'd put me on a morning before 6 o'clock and you'd shave me in bed. Beautiful shave. And then, of course, everybody, as I say, everybody's water. Hair football, as a man would come, and even a Cornwall, and they were coming and taking the feet, and they were all ready to get the question that we picked the English people in the camp. And that was sort of the neighbourhood of the camp, and that was the start of life when we got the knowledge here, near Montenegro.